Morning, everybody. Hey, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. And you big dummy. And we'll be talking with Matthew Hoffman, who is the programmer of the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater, about his next screening, which is Captain Blood. We'll get all the details on that coming up and more. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, and you can send your text there as well, 312-981-7200. My guests now, I would like to welcome to the show, are two writers who are in town attending the Book Expo. In town right here, the Book Expo America. And I've actually had Martha on the show, I guess it was 7 or 8 years ago, to talk about a book that she wrote. And Kitty is a big fan of the show and been a listener for many years. And I want to welcome them both to the show. Now, Kitty Sheehan is the director of the annual Dark Brook Writers Retreat, and Martha Frankel is the author of Hats and Eyeglasses, and she hosts the Woodstock Writers Radio. And we welcome first Martha. Hi, Martha.
Hello. What a thrill.
Well, how are you?
Great.
Good.
And I love this city.
And Kitty, how are you doing, Kitty?
I'm good. I'm good. Great to hear you, Nick.
Well, welcome to the show. And first of all, talk a little bit about the Book Expo that you guys are in town attending. What have you seen? What's going on there?
Oh, my God. It's been great. We spent the whole day there yesterday and just walked around and talked with publicists and writers about the books that are coming out in the fall, because that's mostly what they're dealing with. And saw some really funny things. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there with his book, and Sebastian Younger. And
you know, it's really funny, you guys. I had no idea that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote Sherlock Holmes stories. I had no idea. He wrote a Sherlock Holmes book.
Is that what it is?
We didn't know that either.
Yeah. I mean, I found that. We have a Sherlock Holmes expert who comes on the show periodically, and he told me that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote a book based on it might be a Conan Doyle book. It's based on it's about his brother. Yeah, Conan Doyle's brother, Sherlock's brother. Yeah, Mycroft. It's about him.
How cool. Yeah, so Kenny Loggins was there with his Footloose for Kids book.
Wow.
That was like the longest line, the biggest cheer. That was really fun.
Now, have you guys come to this Book Expo before? Is this something that you do annually?
I go every year, but they move it around, and this year is in Chicago for the first time.
Oh, okay.
Not for the first time, but for the first time in a while, I think.
And it's at McCormick Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kitty, how often do you get to go to it?
You know, I've gone to different versions of it, but this is the first time I've been at this one. The McCormick Place is such a great venue for it. Everybody was really happy being there. You know, it was hilarious. We heard Kenny Loggins was going to be there, and we were kind of joking, oh, you think he's going to have a walker, you know, and we were kind of laughing. And I'm standing in front of it. It was a kid's publisher. So there's like this big school bus, and I'm standing in front of it, and we're waiting for him to come out. And then I realized, oh, he's in there. Like it's a tour bus, you know. It was hilarious. What's he doing in there? Where is he?
I interviewed Kenny Loggins and met him in person. Really incredibly nice guy.
Yeah, he seemed really sweet. Having fun.
Yeah. So,
it was cool.
Cool. Now, Martha, we had you on the show some time ago to talk about your book,
Hats and Eyeglasses. Yeah, that was fun.
And let's talk a little bit. First of all, talk a little bit about that book, Martha.
Well, I became addicted to internet poker. I have a feeling a couple of your listeners have too.
Yeah.
So, I wrote a book about it after the fallout of it. Nobody knew, you know, like most addictions, nobody knew, and it was ruining my life, and I finally stopped, but it wasn't pretty. But I wrote a book about it and published it through Penguin, and I know Kitty, you know, Kitty loves your show, and she kept saying, I want to get you on Nick's show, and then we did a great interview, and it was one of those things, like, once it was out, there was no putting it back into the closet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really, you know, an interesting portrait. A lot of people, I guess, don't realize that, you know, how gambling is just everywhere, Martha. And some people don't even just realize it. I mean,
I know. And, you know, I look at it now, like, the way they deal with lottery tickets. My problem was specifically internet related.
Yeah.
And I never ever look at that stuff online anymore. Never. I don't. You know, I don't have the sites blocked, but I never go near them. But sometimes, like, somebody will send me an email, and I open it up, and it has those same sounds of, and I think, oh my God, this is everywhere now.
It is
just everywhere.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it seems, you know, as you talk about, you know, in your memoir, Martha, it seems just completely innocent, from, like, you know, just card games to, you know, going to the track with your uncle and, you know, looking at the racing form and just picking a horse. And it just seems innocent, like it's a day-to-day, you know, it's like an everyday thing, no problem. And yet it's everywhere. It's in the culture.
I know. And, when the book came out, I got thousands of letters from gamblers around the country just saying, you know, this is my story. I was okay, and then I wasn't. Mm. And I really have no, you know, I don't want to say that something should be banned or something should be illegal. But I think the internet is so addictive anyway, and gambling so addictive, and the two of them together was like, it was, you know, just a fire for me.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad it's not part of my life anymore.
So the book was very, very cathartic then, I assume.
Yeah. Well, you know, my husband didn't know about it till I wrote the book.
Wow.
I gave him the manuscript before I sent it to my publisher. So, you know, I had a lot of secrets and a lot of things that come with addiction. I'm really glad that that's all out in the open.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good for you. Good for you. Now, Kitty, let's talk a little bit about, now you actually have a writer's retreat that,
yes.
that you founded and directed up in the Adirondacks.
Up in the Adirondacks.
So that must be beautiful. That must be beautiful.
It is stunning. And we have it in the fall. The first 2 years that I had it, I had a writer named Abigail Thomas, who is a memoirist, as my leader. And then it morphed into Tobo. And it morphed into Tobo 100% because of your show.
Well, let me explain. For people who don't know who Tobo is, Kitty.
It's okay.
We call him Tobo. We know him.
Exactly.
It's Stephen Tobolowsky. Stephen Tobolowsky has been on this show many, many times. He played Ned Ryerson in Groundhog Day. He's currently kicking massive ass on Silicon Valley on HBO.
Oh,
He's so good on that. And he's a good friend of the show. Now, so Kitty, through my show, you got in touch with him?
Yes, I'm so happy I get a chance to tell you about this. Speaking of the Silicon Valley, the last email I sent him, the subject was "Look away from the horses." I thought that would get his attention.
If you're not, folks, if you're not watching Silicon Valley on HBO, you're missing out. It's a really great show.
Missing out. We won't say what you missed out on,
right.
But okay. So check this out. We, Martha and I, worked together on the Woodstock Writers Festival. Martha's creation, and she's the director.
Right.
I help her produce a lot of it, and we were a little bit stumped for a keynote. I think this was 3 years ago, right, Martha?
Two years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and so I'm watching the Oscars, and I get a brainstorm, and I think, if I write the email correctly and tell Tobo how I know of him, maybe he'll answer me. Because, you know, he puts his email address right on his website.
Yes, yes.
And it's the Oscars, and I think, what the heck? I'm sure he's not home. He'll read it when he gets home. I send him this kind of long email and explain about the Writers Festival and ask him if he wants to come. 5 minutes later, I get a response from him. And he says, any friend of Nick's is a friend of mine.
Oh, man.
Right? And yeah. Then, you know, he said, Ann and I would love this. It sounds like an adventure. I think we can make this happen. He graciously came. She was filming an episode of Rizzoli and Isles.
Uh-huh.
They came from L.A. She then flew down to the city, did her thing, and took the bus up to Woodstock and had a tremendous time. My husband and I got to host them. We took them all over town. His performance was incredible. It's the same story that he tells in his movie that he has right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And we just had so much fun talking about you, talking about the show. But that's him. He answered me in 5 minutes.
And then he
went out with us afterwards and held court at the pizza place with whoever was lucky enough to come with us.
That's him. That is so Stephen Tobolowsky. And I'll tell you something. He is approachable. He is one of the nicest gentlemen in the world. And as you know, an incredible performer and storyteller. I was very lucky just this past February for my film club. I do a monthly film club where I host a screening every month. I did Groundhog Day, and he just was kind enough to Skype with us afterwards. We had him on the big screen, and everybody asked him questions, and he again, Kitty, the only term that you used is held court. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, hang on. We got to take a break, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. My guests are Martha Frankel and Kitty Sheehan, and they're writers. And we're going to talk more about the retreat. We're going to talk more about the writers, Woodstock Writers Radio. And Martha actually has interviewed some insanely popular celebrities. So we'll talk about that as well. All that coming up after the news right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Welcome back to the show on Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday and everything else coming up. 312-981-7200, that's our phone number. And my guests are Kitty Sheehan, director of the annual Dartbrook Writers Retreat, and Martha Frankel is the author of Hats and Eyeglasses, and she hosts Woodstock Writers Radio. They're in town for the Book Expo, and they're just stopping by to say hello. Welcome back, ladies.
Welcome. Thank you.
And Kitty, so Tobolowsky did the Woodstock thing.
Yep, he did that. We became friends. As you know, that happens rather easily with him.
Yep.
And have you ever met Anne, his wife?
I have not.
Wow.
Yeah.
I loved her.
It's a pleasure.
I loved her. She was a big hit in Woodstock, too.
Yeah.
She's adorable. And just watching him prepare, you know, for his performance and being such a great guy and then saying, okay, I'm just going to take a half hour. I'll see you guys later. He went outside and walked around. That was how he prepared. Mm-hmm. And then he just, you know, blew everybody's socks off with his great story. So anyway, I stayed in touch with him. And then I got number two brainstorm and thought, I wonder if he would do the retreat. And he was thrilled that I asked him. But unfortunately, this time, we did not get enough people that we thought were good candidates. And so we're going to do it again, and we're going to revise the qualifications, and I'm sure it'll be fine. So we're going to try it again. We're not exactly sure where this time. It might be in Woodstock, but he's game. And we would love to have you come, Nick.
You should
come and write. You write.
I do.
I would love to. It'd be great.
Oh, wow. That's intimidating.
Well, we'd love to have you be one of the attendees.
Oh, I would,
just work on your writing.
Yeah, I have vacation time now that this is a full-time gig for me. So, so you go. Let me, in general, Martha, let's start with you. Let's talk about how you began writing and the writing process in general for you. How's that work for you, Martha?
Well, I always wanted to be a writer. I just didn't know what that meant. And one of the things I do now is I go around to a lot of schools and talk to kids about that, because I feel like they don't know what that means. But this is what I say. I say, I'm not going to ask who you are, but I'm sure that there are some people here who think of themselves as writers. And I can look up and see exactly who they are, because their faces turn red and they will not look at me.
Mm.
Like, oh, okay, there's a couple of writers here. And so that was me. I wanted to be a writer. I always wrote things. And I met a woman on vacation, and she was starting a magazine. It was Annie Flanders. She was starting the original Details magazine. And we became friends, and she just kept saying, you're so funny, you're so funny. And when she started Details, she said, you know, you could come write for me, and you could either do music or you could write about books. Huh. And I was like, well, I think I should do books. And I became their book reviewer. And what an entree into the publishing world.
Yeah.
So I met lots of agents and editors, and they were always saying, you know, you should write a book. And I did magazine work for a long time and loved it. It was a lot of fun when I did it. It was really lucrative. The magazines rule the world then.
Yep.
And so it was just a great time. It was really heady. And I went from interviewing authors to interviewing celebrities to movie stars. And that was really a fun time. you know?
Yeah.
My husband's a sculptor and a woodworker, and he would be working all day so hard, moving, you know, 1,000-pound pieces of metal, and he would come home and he'd say, "What'd you do today?" And I'd say, "Well, I worked all day. I watched 7 Susan Sarandon movies."
I'm sure he was thrilled about that.
Yeah, thrilled.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list of some of the celebrities that you interviewed, Martha, and, man, it's Bruce Willis, Susan Sarandon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Heidi Klum, J.J. Abrams. Kevin Bacon.
You know, J.J. Abrams, I interviewed before anybody knew who he was. He had written a movie called Regarding Henry that Harrison Ford was in. But he's gone on to great, great success.
Wait, he wrote Regarding Henry?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that either. My first encounter with J.J. Abrams, of course, is because he created my beloved Felicity. That's where I trace back to J.J. I didn't know he wrote Regarding Henry. Wow.
And he was young, and I went around L.A. and asked people, I said, "Do you know who J.J. is?" And they said, "Yeah, he used to work with Jill Mazursky, but he left her in the dust. He's not a good guy. He's not a good friend." And really, I started hearing all this stuff, and then he showed up at my hotel, and he was this adorable guy. And
yeah.
We went to a party, and we ran into all those people who had said terrible things about him, and they couldn't be nicer to him. And then he said to me, you know, I told him, I was like, "I don't get it." But I realized later people were so jealous of him.
Of course.
And so he said, "Well, here's Jill Mazursky's number." And I called her, and she was like, "Yeah, JJ is my best friend. I love working with him." So, yeah, that was fun. I stayed in touch with JJ for many years. He just directed the new Star Wars.
Right.
I mean, he's gone on to huge success.
Yeah, he's the biggest thing. He's the biggest thing in the world right now.
Yeah.
I do want to mention one more celebrity that you interviewed. You interviewed my favorite actor on the planet, and that's Jeff Bridges. Yes. What was that like?
I interviewed him many times.
He is just the best. He's the best actor. He's my favorite actor on the planet. I love him.
He is. I agree. He's just so wonderful. I'm going to tell you a quick little story. I went to do my interview on him, but it was before the internet. So what I would do is go to the Academy Library, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science Library.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go in and you would give them a piece of paper that said, you know, Jeff Bridges, and they would come back and give you all the clips of magazine stories. The woman came back and she said, "Huh, his clips have been taken out." And we looked around, and there's Lloyd Bridges, his father, in the corner. So she said, I said, "Oh, God, do you think I could go over there?" So she said, "Yeah." So I went over and I said, "You know, I'm doing a story about Jeff. I'm interviewing him tonight." And he regaled me for an hour and a half, told me stories about the family, really personal stuff.
Oh, man.
So I'm out to dinner with Jeff and I say, "Yeah, you know, my mother has a big whale's penis in the front when you walk into our house." He goes, "My mother has a whale's penis." Wow, what a coincidence. And I went on for 40 minutes like this. And finally he said, Wait a minute. "Did you know my father?" I was like, "Yeah."
That's fantastic. Oh, my God. So funny. Oh, Kitty, let's go back. I was asking Martha her process in writing. What about you in terms of writing? What is it about it that you love?
Oh boy. You know, it's really changed my life. I was an elementary teacher for 20 years, and I always wanted to write. You know, I didn't always want to direct. I always wanted to write, but I through a lot of different transitions in my career, I just ended up writing small pieces for local magazines and things like that. And it was really our trip to Woodstock that got me to decide, yes, you are a writer and that's going to be your job. Mm-hmm. We went to Woodstock to see A Midnight Ramble at Levon Helm's barn, and that's when I met Martha and got involved with the things she was doing. And then 3 years after that, my husband and I moved there, and it just changed everything. I started taking writing classes. I started getting pieces in local magazines in the Hudson Valley. And I just had an essay. My latest thing is in an essay called Shades of Blue. It's different writers writing about depression. Sounds really fun, doesn't it? Sounds like a laugh, right? But it's got some great people and lots of really interesting pieces. And I like to teach writing. I'm also an editor. I'm working on two people's memoirs with them now. Mm-hmm. I taught an editing class at the Writers' Festival. The Writers' Festival is a great thing that Martha has going. Had a great music panel that had Alan Light on it, who wrote a book about Prince. I think some of these guys maybe you've interviewed. Have you interviewed Bob Mayer that wrote the book about The Replacements?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, he's something,
amazing.
Right?
Have yeah, you, amazing.
You read the book,
yeah,
too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, look, you guys got to hang on, okay? I got to take a break.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
we'll come back, and I want to talk more. We're going to talk more with Martha and more with Kitty. And they both have websites, kittysheehan.com and marthafrankel.com, and we have those links on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Woodstock Fest, and we'll talk more about the Woodstock Writers Radio as well, right here on 720 WGN. All right. Morning, everybody. How you doing? I'm Nick DiGilio, right here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran at 6. It's Friday Fly Jams, Friday Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy, all coming up, as well as Matthew Hoffman from the Pickwick Theater will join us to talk about his latest screening for the classic film series of Captain Blood. But right now, I'm very happy to be talking with Kitty Sheehan, the director of the annual Dartbrook Writers Retreat, and Martha Frankel, who wrote Hats and Eyeglasses and is the host of Woodstock Writers Radio. And we welcome the ladies back to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Martha, let's
talk. Really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm excited to be the opening act for Fly Jams Friday. You have no idea. I'm thrilled.
Kitty, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, my gosh, Nick. I used to listen to you talking with Roy. Mm. I really did. Yeah, so it goes way back.
And it goes way back.
Way back.
I appreciate because I know I'm aware of you, and I'm aware of how long you've been listening to the show, and I really appreciate it, Kitty. It means a lot.
Oh, sure. Do you remember when my husband and I
had a block, right?
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on, yeah. Kitty. One more time. Well, you remember something?
Martha was saying that I'm one of those callers that you had to block. I've actually never called your show, but Andy had my husband and me on the show to talk about. What was your movie night called in the very beginning?
Brew and View. Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did a
Andy
few events.
Brought us in.
Uh huh.
Into the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, and that's where I first met you.
Yeah,
I was in Chicago 2 weeks after my mother died, and I came just on a whim, and I met you and Andy and Broham and had so much fun and stayed in touch with those guys. So,
yeah.
It goes way back.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And I do remember you coming in. I'm glad that you still listen to the show. And I'm really glad that turned out, you know, because you listened to the show, that turned out really good for your retreat and for the Woodstock thing with Tobolowsky. I think that's fantastic.
I thank you so much for you know, he came to Minneapolis when I was living there, and he did a movie night with the Talking Heads movie that he worked on.
Uh-huh.
He hosted that. And so I got to say hi to him that night and said, I hear you on Nick D's show. And that was kind of the first he remembered that from the email. So
wow.
He's just amazing. I mean, he's got so many things going on all the time.
Yep.
He's
just one of the nicest people I've ever met. Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
All right, Martha,
yeah.
Tell me about Woodstock Writers Radio and your involvement as well, Kitty. But tell me about it.
About a year and a half ago, there's a great station in Woodstock Radio, Woodstock WDST, and I had been going in on, you know, one morning a week and just hanging out with the DJ and talking, and I knew nothing about radio. Okay, I'm not lying. I knew nothing. I loved it. You know, I don't have a TV at home. I only listen to the radio. It's how I get all my news, and they offered me this slot, and I had to learn the board and learn how to, you know, use the phone through the board. And it was just so exciting and wonderful, and started reaching out to writers and publishers. And it was sort of amazing what happened. I mean, I within a month, I did a one-hour interview with Neil Gaiman. I've had George Saunders. I've had Mary Carr. Mm. And it's just been amazing.
You know, George Saunders, you mentioned George Saunders.
He's here. He's here in Chicago. We
talked to him today.
You talked to him today?
We did.
I think he's the best writer. I think he's the best American writer working today.
You know, you have to come on my show, Nick. I do a segment called Desert Island Books, where people I love come in and talk about what book they would take to a desert island.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what that book is.
Okay.
Because I love your taste.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. No, I'd love to do it. But
I want to tape something with you one day.
I'd be happy to do it. I'd be thrilled. George has been on the show a few times. And I've met him, and I can't even tell you how much I love that guy's writing. And the thing that he's doing that not a lot of people are doing, that guy, he writes short stories, and that's an art form. And not a lot of people, are doing that. And I don't think anybody does it better than Saunders. So.
Yeah, I mean, December, what's the name of the book? December 19th?
December 10th, yeah.
December 10th, yeah, December 19th, I like that better. I mean, it's one of the greatest books, you know, that in the last 20 years. I always love his story in The New Yorker about Ayn Rand, who wrote The Fountainhead, and he wrote a really funny piece as if he was her lover.
Yep.
It is, because for a while, like, Paul Ryan was quoting her as if she was, you know, somebody we should take seriously.
Right.
And he wrote a spoof on that that is, it's just hilarious.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Now, so how often do you do your show?
Every week, an hour a week. So I used to do really short interviews because I was so nervous.
Yeah.
It's really the truth.
But
now I've slowed down. I've taken a deep breath. I'm not so nervous.
I don't think people realize how much, how gratifying it is to do radio. And you know, like Martha, as you know, you learned how to do the board, you learned how to pace the show. It really is a wonderful thing to do, and it is an art form in a way.
Oh, I love radio. This is really one of the biggest thrills. I mean, having a book published, I'm not going to lie, that was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, just seeing my stuff in print has always been great. But there's something about the radio, it's so immediate, and you know, it's a high wire. If you screw up, you screw up. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. And now, Kitty, well, you have been on the show, I would imagine, several times. Kitty, what has your involvement been, Kitty?
I actually produce some of the segments, bring people in. I've co-hosted a couple shows. I got to interview Bob, who we just talked about, Bob Mayer, with Martha, because I lived in Minneapolis during the Replacements era, and so I was dying to talk
to him. Wow, okay.
So, you know, just I come in whenever it works out, and we really have fun. It's just fun. She's come a long way in a year and a half, totally, you know, and it's been fun to watch her do that.
That's great.
Because I love radio, too, as you know.
Obviously, yes. And so you guys are still in Chicago. Are you going back again tomorrow to the Book Expo?
Yes,
we are.
Or I should say later today. I mean,
you know what? Today we were like, okay, we're going to do half of it, and Kitty's going to hit the small publishers, and I'm going to go to the bigger ones. And we did like 4 rows out of 20,
we
were, you know, delirious. And now we have a different game plan. But of course, we're just going to do the same thing, and then like hope that we get five rows done.
Yeah. Okay. Now, all right.
But can I add? She wrote on Facebook. I want to put this as delicately as I can, but having Kitty Sheehan with me at the Book Expo is like having my own Sherpa. So now I guess I know how tomorrow's going to go.
Right.
There are expectations.
Well, but listen, you know, the Book Expo is seductive in a way nothing else is. You walk in and people are handing you bags and books, right? And I said to Kitty before we left, I said, I'm taking nothing. I'm not taking anything. If they want to give it to us, they'll send it. And Kitty says, yes, me too. Mm-hmm. And the first booth we go to, I see Kitty getting a bag and a book. And I said, oh, she is so screwed. And by the end of the day, she was saying, we have to go back to the hotel. We have to send this stuff home. I got one book the whole day.
Yeah.
A cookbook that I love.
Tell him what it is. Nick will appreciate it.
What
he's a food guy.
What is
and
it?
I had bought this book because I heard it was so great, and I wound up giving it to somebody. And I just sort of like leafed through it one day, and I was telling the publisher, and he said, "No, please take it, and I'll get you the author on your show."
Wow.
So it's a cookbook called Enchilada. You should look into it, Nick.
It's called Enchilada
on your show.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, Kitty, what's next for you? And I want to get Martha. What's next for you next? So, Kitty, what's going on with you? What are you working on? What's happening?
I'm heavily into editing 2 memoirs. One of them is written by a woman who has a radio show, too, so that's really fun. Hers is a folk music show on a public radio station, and her book is a baseball book. It's a novel.
Wow.
It's like a YA novel, so it's really, really fun. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
And
Martha, what about you? Martha, what are you working on?
I'm working on these story slams that we do in Woodstock but I want to come to Chicago and do one. I want to get people like you to get up and tell stories. And so that's what I'm working on. I'm writing something and doing the radio show, all of it.
All of it. Yeah. So you're keeping busy. Well, listen, ladies, real pleasure to have you on, Martha again and Kitty again. I really appreciate it coming on, and enjoy the Book Expo. And if anybody wants information about the retreat or any of the other stuff, they can check out your website, kittysheehan.com and marthafrankel.com. But we have all that information linked up on our Facebook page. So everybody just check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. Martha, Kitty, thank you so much for joining
us. You are the master.
All right. Yep. All right. I'll take that. Thank you, Kitty. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
take
so
care.
Much.
Okay. Take care. There you go. Martha and Kitty in town for the Book Expo. Really great people, and embracing the world of writing and books and all that great stuff. So kittysheehan.com, marthafrankel.com, but we have links on our Facebook page for all of that, facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, Matthew Hoffman is going to join us to talk about the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater and his screening of Captain Blood. That's all coming up right after this on WGN.